Today, though the fact is that there are many other saints besides the two principal saints that are commemorated in the sacred liturgy are Saint Peter Chrysologus, about whom we have already announced in the collect, as well as the Virgin and Martyr Saint Barbara. Now, Saint Peter Chrysologus, who lived in the towards the end of the 4th century, beginning of the 5th century, he was the bishop of Ravenna in Italy, which at that time was considered to be the actual capital of the emperor, because Rome had been ransacked and there was not much left. And so the emperor, rather than going to Constantinople, stayed at Ravenna, but it was mainly the same emperor who ruled both halves of the empire. And so he was made bishop or archbishop of basically the most important diocese at that time, except, of course, Rome itself, where the successor of St. Peter was seated. St. Peter, as his name attests, Chrysologus of the Golden Worded, he preached abundantly about the faith against the heresies of the day, and so he was called Chrysologus, Golden Worded. After his death in 450 AD, a lot of his works were lost or were hidden because of the many persecutions, but eventually, several centuries later, they were all found, and of course, they are now available for any who wish to look them up, the great sermons of St. Peter Chrysologus. The other saint of great importance on this fourth day of December is the Virgin Martyr St. Barbara. Now, St. Barbara was born in the latter half of the 3rd century, and she was converted to Catholicism. Her father was a pagan. We have not heard anything about her mother, so she must have died before that. And the father was very, very jealous. Some fathers, of course, sometimes are correctly jealous of their children. Others are exceedingly and obsessively jealous of their children, saying Barbara's father was the latter. So he built on their adjacent to their palace, because he was a very wealthy and prominent man, he built a tower, a beautiful tower. Of course, the first thing is that, and then he went off to a trip for the emperor or for whatever reason. In the meantime, St. Barbara changed the design of the tower and made it so that there would be windows representing the three persons of the Trinity, then windows representing the two natures of Christ, and then finally the one window to represent the unicity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, in the meantime, the father had sent all kinds of people to try to convert her back to paganism. Instead, she converted a lot of them to Catholicism. In the meantime, he came back and he saw the tower and he wondered what happened to it. And then he realized what it was. And so he told his daughter, "You need to revert back to paganism and renounce your faith in Christ, or else you will die. It is a decree of the emperor, Maximian, whom he served." And so she refused. And she, along with others who were her guides and leaders in the spiritual life, were beheaded. And so St. Barbara has the great privilege, if you may call it that, that she was beheaded by her own father. And thus she became a virgin and martyr, very, very popular in her day and throughout. In fact, she was one of the 14 holy helpers of great fame during the Middle Ages. Of course, they still exist, but they're not called upon as much. But among other things, St. Barbara is called upon for protection from fires. And so we call upon her to keep us from any evil of any kind, but especially fire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.